Padre Pio's Insights.
Padre Pio, the great saint of the 20th century, was favored by God with many mystical gifts. For the last 6 years of his life, up until his death in 1968, Padre Pio was cared for by Father Alessio Parente. Before his own death in the year 2000, Father Parente dedicated his life to making the work and sanctity of Padre Pio known throughout the whole world.
Everyone that knew our beloved Padre Pio is well aware of the familiar phrase that was always on his lips, "Send me your guardian angel." Knowing him as I did, I often witnessed his extraordinary ability to see and communicate directly with the guardian angels, his own as well as those of his spiritual children. Letters to one of his spiritual daughters contain some of the most beautiful, insightful, and touching teachings on the holy guardian angels from someone who knew them most intimately.
Never forget the guardian angel who is always with you, who never leaves you, no matter whatever wrong you might do. Oh, the ineffable goodness of this our good guardian angel. How many times, alas, have we made him cry for not having wanted to comply with his wishes, which, of course, were also God's. May this our most faithful friend free us from all further disobedience. What then should the devout soul fear when there is always such a great warrior close by? Was he not one of the many angels in the beginning of creation who, together with the archangel Saint Michael, defended the honor of God against Satan? Didn't he help defeat all the rebellious spirits and send them bound into hell? Well, know that he is still powerful against Satan and his demons. His charity has not diminished, nor will he ever fail defending you if you quickly invoke his aid. Know that this good angel prays for you and offers to God all the good works you accomplish and all of your holy and pure desires. In the hours when you seem to be alone and abandoned, do not complain of not having a friendly soul to whom you could unburden yourself and in whom you could confide your sorrow. For pity's sake, do not forget this invisible companion who is always present to listen to you, always ready to console you. Develop the beautiful habit of always thinking of him. Thank him, pray to him, respect him, and be in constant fear of offending the purity of his gaze. Invoke often this most benevolent guardian angel and daily offer him the beautiful angel of God prayer. Oh, if all men could understand this great gift that God, in the excess of his love, has given to each of them. So treat your guardian angel as your most powerful protector and faithful friend. How dear and how good he is.
In these modern times, when the existence of hell, the devil, and the good Lord himself is doubted, isn't it rather extraordinary to hear that, not so long ago, there lived a priest who used these very angels, whose existence we perhaps doubt, to run errands for him, to convert sinners, and to protect people in danger? Was it just he who had a wonderful angel? If we search deep within ourselves, maybe we will discover that we have doubts about the power and love of our guardian angel. But if we believe in Padre Pio's words at all, then we must believe that each one of us has a friendly companion always at our side, who is ever ready, if it be for the good of our soul, to help us in whatever way he can and fulfill our every request.